In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents The Betches Brides Podcast, a show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello and welcome back to Betches Brides. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Nicole Pellegrino.
And Nicole, how is everything? How is your wedding planning going? Let the audience wants to know. I want to know, what's the latest?
Yes. So there's, you know how in the past episodes, I like never had updates when I was around your point, like the 6 months away kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Now I always have updates. Like we could literally record this podcast every single day and I would have updates.
Well, here's where you get to share them all. Cause I feel like the weird thing about wedding planning is like, you're like, do people care about my updates? Do people not care if I'm talking about my wedding? Do they think I'm going to be talking about my wedding too much? But this is the place you can let it all out.
It really is. And I feel like a couple of you listeners have told us that you like when we do updates in the beginning because it helps you like think of things like you forget things. And then when we talk about what we're doing, you're like, oh, yeah, I have to do that, too. Especially as you get into the little details. One example that's like in my mind is like the little stuff, like you have to order a ring bearer pillow, a flower girl bouquet or basket. Your florist can do that sometimes too. You have to get a card box. You have to get a guest book sometimes. It's those little things.
Do you have to get a card box or can people just give it to your planner?
Good question. I've heard the card box is a big topic. So I've luckily my venue has one. I'm just going to use the one they have. I think it's a thing. Like you want a card box because when people give you checks, a lot of older people will bring like cash in envelopes or checks. Mm-hmm. And on the day of, you want something to put all of those in. Right. And there's usually the card box sits on like a table of some sort. I was going to say the gift table, but I really don't think at weddings, like anyone brings a physical gift.
Yeah. I don't think that's a thing anymore, but like, yeah, the weddings I've been to, the wedding I was recently at had a card box, the mm-hmm. last two, but I have seen when there has been a planner, some like if I'm in the wedding party or I know who the planner is, I'll sometimes just give it to the planner. But mm-hmm. the card box is probably a safer move. But I wonder if you can get away with not having one. I'm going to ask my planner.
Ask your planner. Ask her. But I know mine sends me like monthly to-do items. And I was like, one of them was like, figure out a card box situation. One of the things, tips from the Betches Brides audience, if you're having like a large wedding, they were saying get a card box with a lock on it because I guess you don't want
sense.
People reaching
just
into
a lot of money
it.
In there.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone stole, like there was cash and someone stole the whole box.
Yeah. I mean, I'd cry. That'd be devastating. So yeah, it's those little details I'm starting to get into with 3 months out. This week, I touched base with my florist, which was exciting because we haven't talked since 2019 when I first hired her. She made me feel better because I was like, I need to talk to you and make sure you're up to date on what we're doing for our tables and our rentals there. So you kind of, because the flowers really for us are going to be like the big design piece. Like like we're not having a bunch of other like random decor, if you will. So I was like, let's talk flowers because I want to make sure we're on the same page and stuff. And like our old proposal that she did for me was like all these fall colors and Halloween vibes. And I was like, well, that's no longer happening. So as a COVID bride, it made me feel better, like touching base with her. Still deciding if I want to like put greenery on the ceiling. I told her I'll probably just mix that because that's just an extra cost. It's crazy how much, and she's like reasonable. I used, she's really great. Emma from Steel Cut Flower Co. They're in like Maryland, DC, Virginia area. She came highly recommended by a bunch of people. But she, I mean, it's just crazy how much like flowers add up. You have to do the bouquets for the bridesmaids. You have to do boutonnieres.
Are you doing the bouquets for the bridesmaids?
Oh, yeah. You're not them? Having them. So I am, just because like
I was like, I thought we discussed this. No,
okay. We did.
Do, obviously, no. I think if you want to do it, you should definitely do it. I'm totally joking, but
but here's the thing. Your wedding's like on a beautiful beach in Mexico. Like, I literally, if I were you, I wouldn't be like even getting flowers. Like you,
I am doing minimal flowers for that reason. But yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah.
Like, depends, you're on your venue. Smart to do that. Like, my venues, the location's amazing, but I tell all my design vendors and stuff, I'm like, my reception's going to be in a ballroom, which like I'm not thrilled about because I'm not a ballroom gal, but like,
I feel like you could, I could see you in a ballroom.
Yeah, I don't know. No. I mean, I don't know where I see me at this point.
Right.
I see me on my honeymoon relaxing, but no, but
it's going to be great.
Yeah. So it touched base with her. She even was like, okay, like usually I don't touch base with people until like closer to the wedding, but I'm glad we're talking now, because she wanted to like reassess the, just like the scope of work. Like, they have to bring extra staff if they're going to like drip the ceilings with greenery. So it's that kind of stuff we were talking about, less about like the nitty gritty design.
It's so funny how many things I feel like in a wedding are kind of like you're talking about the ceiling flowers, and it's kind of like, there's so many things where it's like, this could be really nice, but do I need it? And it's just kind of like, you have that weird thing. It's like, you can't know what it's going to be like without them if you get them, or you can't know what it's going to be like with them if you don't get it. You're like, is it going to add that much? And it's so annoying, because like those, it's all those little things that like would add up, and it's very hard to tell like if it would actually enhance your wedding, or if like no one would even care or notice.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. And I'm like contradicting myself, because in past episodes, I know for a fact I've said you don't need flowers like dripping the ceilings.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It kind of things can easily change based on your perspective, or like if someone tells you that it makes a difference, like then you kind of.
Yeah,
that's why. I mean, we'll talk about planners in a minute, but I feel like that's why a planner can be helpful, I think, because they kind of like have done them so many times, and they're the one, like most people are not looking at that stuff, and so I do think they're helpful.
Right, for sure. Sense. For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's the little things. But yeah, TBD on if I drip the ceilings, but I told her I probably won't, because I just don't need to be spending more on this wedding.
And then you have your hair and makeup?
Yes. Trial? So I have my hair and makeup trial scheduled for next week. So I'll film that, obviously. I'm going to like film everything from here on out, because the audience wants it. The people want them.
Give the people what they want, Nicole.
Yes, exactly. I'll take photos and film that. I'm excited for that one. And then we finalized Mike's tux with Generation Tux. We love them. Or a suit, actually. We ended up doing a suit. So we have to order that all. Mike's like owning that process. God bless him. And then, yeah, little stuff. I've been really hitting the beauty routine. So we'll keep you guys updated, because I know you guys love beauty stuff too. But I got my eyebrows tattooed on my face, which I've had for a while. Yeah, like you can't tell because they look so natural.
What is that called again?
Microblading.
Microblading.
Yeah.
They look great. Can you explain to the audience like what microblading does for those like myself who don't fully understand what it is?
So basically, if you don't have eyebrows like I didn't, I got this back in like 2019.
Is that because you're blonde? So
I'm blonde. When I was 16, I overplucked my eyebrows and they never grew back, when it was like trendy to have no eyebrows. I just plucked them like crazy. I remember walking downstairs and my mom like screamed because I like didn't have eyebrows.
Okay.
And I thought like thin eyebrows were cool, and they just like over time never grew back thickly. It's the number one, like I tell any young person I know, like number one piece of life advice, don't pluck your eyebrows.
I've totally made that mistake as well.
Yeah. I mean, we all did. It was cool when we were young. But yeah, so microblading it's like a form of micropigmentation. So a form of adding, I mean, it's essentially tattooing eyebrows on, but they do like, it's like art. Like my girl who does it, Kendra at Better Brows and Beauty. She's great in the city. Sorry, this is like a plug heavy episode.
Well, I think people want to know. You've got to look, Nicole. People want to know where, how, what it takes to create this vision.
And it takes a lot. Trust me.
Beautiful vision.
It takes a lot.
They want to know the team behind Nicole's face and hair.
Literally leading up to the wedding, like every, I'm at some sort of appointment for my appearance every week, if not multiple times a week. Like I'm always doing something with my appearance.
No, but I feel that. I'm about to start that. I have an appointment actually with Dr. Glick, who we had on the podcast tomorrow, because I'm like 6 months out. So we're going to like start my skincare routine. So guys, let me know if you want me to share what those are. I think, you know, as she said when she came on, it's like obviously very tailored to like my specific skin needs. So I don't know if it's like one size fits all, but I'll let you know like what my issues were and what she did to help fix them.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I mean, yeah, microblading is basically art of like putting color into your eyebrows, and they do so different permanent? Like techniques. Yes, but it lasts for like, it doesn't last forever. It lasts for, mine has lasted for like a couple years now, but you have to go in every like year or so.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it first in 2019 and I just got like a fill in yesterday.
So it's like semi-permanent.
Yes, semi-permanent. Okay. Perfect word for that. But yeah, so lots of stuff going on. There's more, but like, yeah, I mean, getting into the final, like I need to soon. I wrote down, I have to like start really planning the day of details. So like ceremony, logistics, timeline, floor plan for my reception. I really have to firm that up. That my goal is to do all that stuff by end of next week.
Well, the audience will help keep you accountable to that. And we will find out on our next recording if you did, in fact,
do all that.
Keep to your schedule.
Yes. Yes. And I probably won't. So what no about pressure. You?
I mean, I've said that I have a site planning visit. So I'm going to Mexico to my venue, not this week. We're recording this one a bit ahead of time, but next week. So by the time, you know, I'm catching our next episode, I don't know. You'll hear about it eventually. Anyway, I'm going to do my site visit. I'm excited because I have so many questions that I just think will be easier to be like asked. I'm sure I'll have so many more once I'm actually seeing the physical space. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I have so many questions. Like I just thought of like three more on this recording right now, like as we're talking about them.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to get there and just bombard my planner with all of my questions.
Oh, is your planner, does she live out there?
She does. And that's why I picked her too, is because like, or partially why I've chosen her. And she'll come on and talk about planning and stuff like that. But she's done so many weddings at our venue. So she knows all the people. She knows like everyone, all the vendors. She knows well the layout. She knows like she knows the whole thing, which to me, because I don't know and I can't pop over there, like especially during the pandemic, could not have popped over there that often. So that was really important to me that she could like, she would have like an edge on all those logistics.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. What else do I have going on? I told you I have my first dermatologist visit coming up. So I'll start on the beauty skincare stuff.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome to the world.
Oh, and I've got my bachelorette coming up in a couple of weeks. So I am preparing some fun stuff for them. And
are you doing gifts? I get questions about gifts all the time.
I am doing gifts. I think it's nice, but it's not necessary. I've been to so many where I've been to some where there are gifts and some where there aren't gifts. It's kind of one of those things. We could talk about them in unpopular opinions. I think it's like nice if you can do it, not a necessity, especially if you like you're over budget or something like that. It's like a nice little thank you for people to coming on the bachelorette. And especially for me, it's like I'm having a destination wedding and I'm doing my bachelorette like across the country. So I do feel very thankful that the people who are coming are coming. So it's a nice like little thank you gesture for me, just because I feel like I always feel like I'm being annoying, but this is like especially.
You should get Barry, our merch person, to send you the Betches Bride sunglasses.
Oh, I think we're bringing some pouches, actually.
The drink pouches. Those are the, I'm, yep. I'm doing the same.
We'll show you guys all the social content from The Bachelorette. I'm pumped. I think it's going to be really, really fun.
Yeah, we've got a plan.
I'm excited to just like do a girls trip. You know what I mean? Like regardless, forget like even my Bachelorette. Like I feel like I haven't gone on a trip with my friends in so long.
Yeah.
And that's like, those are so fun.
That's so true. Oh, you have the best bridal mentality. You're like, it's a trip. Like I've been getting, my friends keep treating it as though it's a trip. Like they're like, I'm so excited for Tulum, not Nikki's batch. And I'm like, guys, it's my Bachelorette. It's not like Tulum. It's Nikki's Bachelor.
I love you, Nicole, but like, why would anyone really care about your Bachelorette? Like in the same, like if they weren't like, you know what I mean? Like they're excited yes. to celebrate you, but more importantly, they're really like, it's I've never been trip. Like, oh, like a great, a weekend to celebrate, like aliens getting married. I'm like, no, like I, and she had hers in Tulum. I remember like, it's fun. Right. Like I'm excited to like, like it's a fun party centered around that. But at the end of the day, like it's a fun trip.
Exactly.
But
yeah,
like, no. I guess like people could pretend that, you know.
No, I feel yeah. I mean, it's it by far is a trip that they have to fund putting themselves on. So, hey, if they want to treat it as a trip, a girl's trip, I mean, that is what it is.
I also like hate the attention idea of like the Bachelorette. Like I would almost prefer that it was just a trip. Like we didn't even call it a Bachelorette because I'm just like already anxious that I'm going to be like... the center of attention and like yeah. pressure. Like I like would almost like, I'm almost like, can we rebrand this as just like a girl's trip? Cause it yeah. makes me like, it's almost like I love going on other people's bachelorettes. Cause I like can just go and have fun and like not think like worry about it. Is everyone having a good time? Is everyone happy? Like doing whatever. Yeah. And when it's mine, I feel like there's a lot more pressure, almost like a wedding. Like that's what I'm nervous about. That's really what I'm most nervous about for my wedding is that I'm going to like not be able to enjoy it because I'm going to be so concerned that like
the main character,
like what everyone else is, everyone else happy? Like, is everyone else okay? Like, is everyone else eating?
Oh God.
So I think that'll be something I have to figure out how to overcome in the next yeah. month or so.
You just can't. It's easier said than done, but like you have to make a point to enjoy your wedding and like remember why you're there. I saw a TikTok today that was like after all your guests leave, like before you do the, I forget what it's called, like the big exit. Like, you know how people do like a sparkler exit or just different things at like leaving the wedding. Mm-hmm. The girl was like, take a moment to just like dance with nobody there with your now significant other, your now partner, husband, wife, whatever, because she was like, it's a special moment, like to just spend time with you two, like for literally like 2 minutes before you go to the after party or whatever. I don't know. Just to like make sure that's you're
sweet. Yeah. Yeah. That's great advice. So,
but I don't know if I can get Mike will be like, why are we dancing with like no one?
Yeah. I mean, knowing myself, I'll probably be like sleeping, to be honest. Like yeah. That's another concern of mine is staying awake when I'm drinking.
Yeah, same.
I usually do like a drunken Irish exit, like wherever I am. So I feel like that you're not allowed to do that at your own wedding. So I'll
let's make a pact at our weddings. We can have like 2 drinks max. That's what I'm doing. I know it sounds lame.
It's going to be so hard, but I will try.
Okay. No shots. No liquor shots.
Okay. No shots. These are all great, mature advice. We'll see if I can follow it.
People are going to buy you shots, but anywho, well, on your venue visit next week or whenever you go, next 2 weeks, when you yeah. go, you need to bring the Betches Brides new towels that we have. Did you see that transition there?
Yes. Nicole, can you make sure they send me some so I can bring one?
Yes. Wait, yes. I was going to say they just launched. I actually have like Barry like accidentally sent me like 5. Anyways, they're like husband and wife towels. So you're not technically husband and wife yet.
So but, I'm not really allowed to have them yet. It's okay. I'll bring them on my actual wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. They say husband established in 2021 and then established in 2022 wife, like our crews that everybody loves, our crew necks.
Oh,
and
so
then
cute.
They have 2022 ones too, because everybody's planning ahead. So you could actually get it now because technically you are getting established as husband and wife in 2021. So
I am. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I will check those out. As you guys should too, check out all of our great brides merch. The drink pouches, like I said, I'm bringing on my bachelorette. They're so much fun. You put the alcohol in there. It's great. You also get your own individual thing, which is nice. COVID safe, all that. And yeah, we'll do our, we'll do more updates in the weeks to come. It's going to be like update central for you guys. Get excited.
Really is.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button, I spilled something on it, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Should we do an email? Would you like me to read it?
Yes, let's get into it.
Okay. Hi there. I love your podcast and I've been obsessed with it since starting to plan my wedding. We are still in the early phases of planning our fall 2022 wedding, but one thing I keep debating on and gives me low-key stress is, should I get a month of wedding coordinator? The people I trust the most to help set up my vision are the people I want to be with me and enjoy the day the most. I want everyone to be in the moment. I really don't want to be fielding questions day of. My parents are 100% funding the wedding, so grateful, but my dad is very opinionated about certain things and don't think it is needed. And they don't think it is needed. Saying the venue has a coordinator to help us and the wedding party can do the rest. But when I walk through the timeline in my head, I don't think they'll be available to set things up. I've thought about purchasing a wedding planner myself, but I don't want to insult my parents with everything they are doing for us. Would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks so much.
So here's the thing about this one. I know I've said this before, but I used to be very anti wedding planner. Like when I first got engaged, I was like, I don't need a wedding planner. I'll be good. I started planning. I was like, okay, no, I do. Especially because like mine technically is a destination. I live up in New York, Hoboken, and then I'm getting married in Maryland. So like, anyways, I was like, I need somebody who knows the area, whatever, whatever. Hired, mind you, my person is still month up. So I'm still doing like a lot of the, all of the work. She's very like goes beyond the month of scope and very helpful. I text her for little pieces of advice. That's the thing though. Like I've realized, thank God I have her. It's the little things you don't realize. Like for instance, I'm working on finally sending out invitations. And I was like, do I send an RSVP card for each guest or one per household? Like that kind of thing that she helped me figure out. By the way, we're doing one per household, not one for each guest.
That sounds standard. Okay.
Yeah. And she was like, that's usually what my other client brides have done, whatever. So it's those little details that I've realized, like, it just feels so good to have somebody there, especially this person's asking, should I hire somebody month of wedding coordinator? So they're asking about month of, I think month of minimum. And I get it. Wedding planners are expensive. We don't all have the budget for anybody, let alone a month of one, let alone a full service one. I think work with it. When you're setting your budget, my piece of advice would be set some aside for a planner, and you can look around for different ones. Like you do with all your vendors, look, like try to negotiate with them, try to get different quotes of prices, try maybe work with somebody who might be a little newer, but still really good. They might charge less. Like, I just think I'm just so happy I have her at this point. For mine.
Yeah, I could agree. I think it's probably more helpful the closer you get as well. And I think I would explain this to your parents by saying, and again, like, especially if you're offering to pay for that part, you can just say, like, I know you don't think it's necessary, but just for me, honestly, just for my peace of mind for the wedding day, I would hate for everyone to spend all this money and then I'm stressed out and anxious on the wedding day. And it would just make me personally just feel so much better that I'm happy to pay for it. Like, and I wouldn't want you to pay for it. I'm happy to set that up just for my own peace of mind. I know you think it's mm-hmm. like not necessary, but it's just like so important to me to just go into the day not worried or stressed about things coming up that I'll personally have to handle or having to rely on like bridesmaids or someone like that.
Right.
And I think if you say it like that, but while also reiterating how grateful you are that they paid for everything and that like you totally understand their point of view, I would imagine they'll be okay with it and not like insulted. And I imagine they wouldn't even really notice the person. Like, it's not like they're going to like, it's going to be, you could probably even do it without telling them and they wouldn't even notice, but you should probably tell them.
Yeah.
Since that person will be wrangling them. But yeah, I think having a planner is really, really helpful if you can afford it, or having a coordinator is really helpful. And I think especially the more than even month of, I think day of, you want someone who knows what you want and knows what your deal is. And some venues do have someone who's like very details and comes with that. I remember looking at venues where they were like, we have an in-house person who you really don't need a planner here. Like the person always mm-hmm. takes care of everything and they know exactly what to do. So I would ask your venue exactly how detailed or how like what to lay out specifically what their coordinator does do and doesn't do. Because right. that will give you a good sense of like where you need to fill in the gaps.
I've found that like because we have a venue coordinator too. And I remember she did tell us at the very beginning, like I have had couples that haven't hired a planner and just worked with us. Like you, it's up to you. Some do, some don't. You do what you want. And they're both great. But I think from my experience, the coordinator really just deals with like, especially the day of, they work for the venue. So they're worried about the kitchen, who's staffed where, what's happening, what the flow of the kitchen, when is the salads coming out, the app, whatever. Whereas your coordinator is like really there with you, like making sure you guys are getting ready on time, that timeline, like they're your day of coordinator, your planner person is doing that. Like they're, you know, making sure your florist is arriving, making sure all your vendors are coming in. Like it is almost, there is a need for two of them is what I'm right. seeing. And, but then again, there are those brides. I know some of you listening are like, well, I don't have either one and I'm good to go. And look, if you are, more power to you. I envy you. I'm very impressed. And there is something to say, like if you plan your whole entire wedding, I'm sure you get to that day and you're very proud at the end of it. And you're like, look at all I did. Like, this is my vision. I brought it to life. This is awesome and good for you guys. I just, like you said, it's the peace of mind. And truly, like, this is my peace of mind. I can put a price on and I can...
Yeah. Especially for, you're already paying all this other money for the day. Like, why pay all of that and then not be able to enjoy it?
Exactly. And I've been to those weddings where you rely on just the bridesmaids. There's a difference between somebody you're paying and somebody who's just your friend.
Like, one you can ask to do a lot more without feeling bad.
Exactly. It's just so different. And like, if you're blessed with like very helpful, supportive, amazing friends that will step up and function almost as a wedding planner on the day of, then give them my number because I need them in my life. But
yeah,
not everybody is. And I just think, I don't know, it's just so different. The relying on bridesmaids scares me, especially with you, my girls, you know.
Yeah, totally. Plus, like, again, you want those people to have a good time too.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your friends.
You know? That's so true. Like, that's so true.
You don't want them to remember your wedding as like the day they had all that work to do.
Exactly.
Like, you want them to remember being able to hang out with you and their friends and their significant others.
Right. It's right. No secret that like being a bridesmaid costs money in most cases. Like, you're paying for the bridal shower, bachelorette, all the stuff leading up, the dress. It's almost like the wedding should be like their day to like reward them with a good time and relax in a way. That's right. How I feel.
Totally. That's our advice. I think we did it. Let's play some games. This was fun.
Yes. We have
a lot of unpopular opinions to go through. Let's do this like rapid fire.
Yes. So we know you guys love this. So we wanted to mix it up and do like a lot more instead of emails this episode. But before we start with unpopular opinions, I have to tease this up. Our merch person told me I needed to. Okay. So we have a game, a card game. You guys love unpopular opinions so much that we launched a card game coming up. It might not be live yet when this episode comes out, TBD, but it will be very, if it's not, it will be very soon, and we'll promote it on Instagram, but wanted to give you guys the first peek into the future. And it's going to be so much fun. You can bring it on your bachelorette party. That's what I recommend doing. Like, bring it on your batch with your girls, play the game, play it with your fiance. That'd be fun. Or your partner, that you can play it with whoever, but
yeah. I think it's great. Perfect bachelorette game.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And then you can find out what your bridesmaids are secretly judging you for.
Yes.
All right. Let's do these. Okay. Guest books aren't necessary. Agree or disagree?
I put this one first because I wanted your take. Because I'm currently debating if I should buy one. I think I agree. But they're nice to have. I'll probably get one.
Agree. I'm not having one.
Oh, you're not having one?
No. I don't think I'll ever look at that. Like a guest book where everyone writes like some generic.
Yeah.
Like thing. I'd rather. Okay. This, cool pictures.
This I might truly copy you on. I don't think I will. Because the weddings I've been at, I don't remember a guest book being
there.
I
never write in the guest book. And because like, again, if I were going to write something, it would just be generic.
Yeah.
Like, get a good card. People write, like, if someone's going to write something nice in the guest book, they're going to write in the card that they
write
the gift. So,
and they're not like expensive. It's just an extra like $40 or whatever, how much they are, that like I don't need to be spending right now on top of my entire wedding.
I've only been to one where I remember it and it was like fine.
Okay. So we agree.
Okay.
I probably won't do one now either, now that you're not. Okay. Bridesmaids should never wear white.
Like at the wedding.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking for the sake of this.
I actually sometimes I see those like pictures and I think they look really cool. So I disagree if that's like your aesthetic. I think it does look really cool. It is hard to tell which one's the bride. But if you're like, I've thought about it, because again, I don't like to be the center of attention. So I think it would be nice almost to blend in, but I'm not gonna do it. But I think it's cool if you can like pull it off.
I fully agree. I kind of love it. I think if you are going to, though, the bride has to be wearing like a very standout dress. Like, my dress is simple. I'm whispering because Mike's over there. So if I did bridesmaids, I think we would all blend in too much. But
yeah,
I think if you have like a very like amazing standout, like unique bridal dress and put your bridesmaids in like simpler white dresses, I think it's a beautiful look.
It looks cool. Yeah.
So yeah, agree. Or I mean, disagree.
All Sweetheart tables are tacky.
Okay, I'm about to do a sweetheart table, so disagree.
I disagree. I don't think I'm going to do one, but I totally get why people do them. And I think they're like nice. It's also nice to not have to pick between like whose friends you're sitting next to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm debating. That's in my floor plan. I'm debating between head table or sweetheart table and might just eliminate the whatever and do a sweetheart table to make it easier.
Yeah, I don't think they're tacky unless they're decorated like in an embarrassingly tacky way.
Yeah, yeah. And mind you guys, these opinions were submitted by you, so it's not us right. saying that they're
tacky. We're not saying this. You guys are saying they're tacky.
Yeah. Okay. Introducing the wedding party is unnecessary and takes time away from dancing.
I sort of agree. Not really. But like, I think if you do it, if you introduce them quick, I think if it's like a long drawn out entrance that's like 10 minutes long, like, yeah, I agree. But if it, I think there's a way to do it where it's just like a fun, quick intro and people like it.
I agree. If we do it, I have to firm this up with mine. I'm doing it quick like that. So, yeah. Next one. You shouldn't complain about how expensive a wedding is.
Like you as the guest or you as like the person who's having their wedding?
You as the person who's having your wedding, I think.
Disagree. Weddings are expensive and I complain about that all the time.
Yeah, like I think this person, same. Literally, that's all we do. So yeah.
Once you get married, you'll realize how expensive they
are. Yeah, literally. And I think this person's like, well, why, if you're having one, why? Like if you're going to complain right, about having
don't
one.
Have one.
Right. But it's like, okay, I still want one, but they're so
expensive.
That's
like saying, you can never talk about the negative aspects of having kids. Like you can have, like, it's okay to talk about the good and the bad. We don't have to pretend we're having an amazing time all the time if we're not.
Exactly. Good analogy.
Large gaps between ceremony and reception suck.
Like, I disagree only because I know there's some like Catholic weddings where it starts at like 3 p.m. and then in between, or like other religious weddings maybe. And then in between, there is that gap. Mine is all together personally, but I don't mind being a guest at a where there's a gap. What about you?
I've never been to a wedding that wasn't like ceremony immediately following ceremony and then reception immediately after. So I'm going to pass on this one because I don't really have any experience knowing how annoying it might be.
She's passing. Okay. But yeah, they're for the most part, they're right after each other. You don't need to host an after party.
Agree. I think it's like a nice extra thing if you can do it. And if you, especially if you don't have, if you're a friend group or you're like guests or not like the partying type, I can see where it would kind of be like a waste of money because like no one really wants it or goes to it. If your friends are like ragers and they like party hard, then I think it's nice, but I don't think it's absolutely necessary for everyone.
I agree. Contrary to all the, I feel like all the Long Island brides I've ever talked to are like, you must do an after party. And I get that. Don't get me wrong. I love attending an after party. We're not. We're going to do the bar underneath. I think we're going to reserve like a room though, but we're not like hosting. Like we're not putting it on an invitation because we're not paying for people's drinks. And that's I feel like ever since, like truly that's like normal where I'm from not to. But like the more people
I'd be like, area specific.
Yeah. And I thought about it, looked at the costs and we were like, no.
We're only doing one because we are in Mexico and like, we're kind of like people are there. They don't have anywhere to go. They're sleeping at the hotel. Like, well, let's give them a party deep into the night. They came all the way here.
For sure. And that makes sense because destination weddings are like, you literally are planning their whole weekend, essentially.
Right. And you know that they're not like, they're not really like going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they're on vacation also. So they probably go a little harder.
Right. Right. I would if I were you. Okay. Guests shouldn't take pictures during the ceremony.
I go back and forth on this one, actually. Part of me is like, a lot of your friends take really cool, good pictures. And like, there's a lot of them. I understand why you're like, oh, it doesn't look good. Like if a photographer captures pictures of other people taking pictures of you, but like that part I get too. So I'm not really sure. Like, what do you think?
I mean, I completely don't mind this. Like I get, this is a hot topic right now. I feel like I've seen a lot about like unplugged ceremonies. I mean, like content is like my life at this point. So it's like, take the pictures, take all of them you want on your iPhones. And I don't know, some of those sometimes are like the best photos. Like I got one of my cousin at her wedding, like walking down the aisle. And she was like, that's my favorite photo I've ever liked it more than her photographer's photos. She was like, send me that.
I kind of agree. A lot of people get like really good pictures from their friends. They know your angles.
Free content. Yeah. Candids too. So
yeah, I'm okay with that. I think you've just convinced me to not care.
Yeah, I don't care. If they have a phone in the photo, it's like, whatever. It's 2021. And there's phones everywhere. Okay. Guests don't need to watch the couple cut the cake.
Agree. I don't think anyone really cares about that. But like, if you have it, I'm not going to be like upset about it. But do I think it's necessary? No.
Yeah, I agree. You can still cut it if you guys want, but people need to watch.
Yeah. Providing transportation is not mandatory.
Agree. But it depends. I think it depends if you're in like a populated urban area where there's like Ubers and other transportation option, you don't need to. And especially too, if I think transportation is provided if there is like, if the ceremony is at a different location, like a church, and then reception is somewhere else, then you provide transportation there. But I don't think you need to do transportation if it's all, if people can get their own and get Ubers. I've seen people do like Uber codes too for their guests, which is really cool. I'm not, because I'm poor, but that's one thing you can do. But yeah, I mean, I don't think it's mandatory.
Yeah, I think nice, but not necessary.
Yeah.
You have to invite certain people.
I agree with that. Like there
I disagree.
You don't think you have to invite anyone to your wedding? Like if you were like, I don't want to invite my dad.
Sure. I think you should only invite people that you want to be there and celebrate you. I don't think you have to invite anyone who doesn't have a good, who you don't have a good relationship with personally.
Okay. Fair enough. You're right.
But I mean, I could see why other people would disagree, but I think that like just inviting someone just because you think you should isn't as true to yourself as inviting only the people that you like really love and care about.
Yeah. True. Okay.
The bride doesn't need an outfit change.
I agree. But I kind of want one. I've been like low key looking at second dresses, but I don't think I'm going to actually get one. What about you?
I go back and forth on this all the time. I'm also kind of in the middle. It's like my dress is really expensive and I really, really love it. Mm-hmm. And I like want to wear it all night. But I also know it's like not as fun as like a little cute, short, sequiny after party dress.
Yeah.
So I don't, if I do get one, it'll be like cheap.
If you get one, would it be that you change after the ceremony or after the reception?
Oh, I think I would change like after the reception for the after party or like towards the end of the reception to dance. I mean, I can't imagine only wearing the wedding dress for like,
right.
I want to wear the wedding dress for a long time, but I also want to be comfortable and fun. I don't know. It's really a trade-off. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm the exact same way. So TBD, you guys will have to see if we change or not.
I'll definitely get like fun sneaker dancing shoes.
Yeah. Same. I got to look into those. Okay. Welcome signs are a waste of money.
I think depending on how they're done, I could agree. If they like look really cool, sometimes they're like good for pictures, but just a welcome sign just to have one, I don't think necessary. What do you think?
I agree. Like, I don't think you need, I've been to weddings that don't have them and I'm not like, where's the welcome sign? But it's a nice to have. Like if you have a, like you said, if there's a cool one, you do notice it and you're like, oh, cute.
Yeah.
And it looks good in the photos after.
Stop starting weddings at 3 p.m. No one wants to party early, then go home at 10 p.m.
That, like, yeah, I think more like 5 is ideal, but I think some people have to, again, because like church times and stuff.
I disagree. I think start whenever people are not like, I don't think they're like doing anything else that day. Like, to me, the time doesn't really like matter that much.
True.
As long as it's not like early in the morning, I'm kind of like, what is anyone, what else are they doing?
Right.
Like, there are other plans for after or before. Like, that's the, like, they'll that's come whenever you want them to.
Yeah. True. The bride shouldn't pay for anything on her batch party.
Disagree. Every bachelorette party I've been on, the bride pays her full share for whatever she's doing.
Same. If there's any out there that don't, you're lucky.
Or like, you're unlucky because you're going to have to pay for every other bride, for every other. But I think it all like kind of evens out in the end.
True.
But I think people are doing a nice enough thing coming on a trip in your honor. They don't need to pay for you too.
Right. And I've been on ones where like all the friends like buy the bride drinks from time to time. Like, you treat the bride a little bit.
Yeah.
Regardless. No, nice, but it's like, sure, you don't have decorate to pay for like,
she shouldn't pay for like the decorating of her own room or something.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Short cocktailish bridesmaid dresses are tacky. These are like harsh.
I disagree. I think it depends on what your wedding vibe is.
Same. I've learned the hard way by making a joke TikTok. You do not want to critique anybody's wedding. You do you on your wedding day. I think if you want to wear, put your bridesmaids in short dresses, if that's what's special to you.
I agree. I don't think that's tacky at all.
Yeah. Having 6+ brides and groomsmen is tacky.
Well, then I am very tacky because I have a lot of bridesmaids. I have 5 sisters and friends. So
yeah, you have 8 siblings, don't you?
Yeah. That's tacky, then I am like way on the tacky train because I am having that.
Same. 10 bridesmaids and 10 groomsmen. Okay. Brides should not ask bridesmaids to pay for their dresses if the dress costs over $300.
I don't think that you should stipulate any specific dress personally. I think it's nice to give a color scheme and let people choose. And I think that looks better anyway. But if you were to choose, I agree. I think $300 is a lot.
I agree. That's a lot for bridesmaid's dress. But I think we're seeing a theme lately too. It's like, be upfront about expectations with costs with your bridesmaids in the beginning when you ask them, so they can say no if they can't meet. If let's say you do want a certain dress and their $300 dress is like, ask your bridesmaids to be your bridesmaids and say like, but the dress is going to be $300. You can say no to being a bridesmaid if you want, and I won't be mad.
Agreed. Big weddings are so 2019.
Disagree, because I'm having a big wedding.
Disagree. I think I'm excited to go to a ton of big weddings. And if I had enough friends, I would have one too. But I probably don't have enough friends for a big wedding.
Same.
Ivory, greenery, and dusty blue is tired. I don't even know what any of those colors are.
I think it's like a color scheme. And I disagree because I'm kind of doing those colors.
Well, then fuck you to whoever wrote that in. I'm sure it's going to look lovely.
I think it was like a photographer or like a vendor.
Oh.
Okay, last one. It's rude when an engaged couple posts a pic at a wedding saying, we're next.
I don't really care. I think it's like fine. It's like cute. They're excited for their own wedding and they're at a wedding, so it makes them think of their own. It's fine.
Yeah.
If it was my best friend and that was like her whole caption, I'd be like, no, chill. Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, I need to be conscious of that. Like, even at my cousin's bridal shower, I found myself, just because I'm used to like relating about my own wedding, I found myself being like, yeah, like for my upcoming. And then I was like, no, Nicole, no, you're at your cousin's bridal shower. Like, don't talk about your own wedding. So I get that. Like, I don't know, but
I think it's fine. I think it's like, it's whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, everyone knows it's your wedding. It's fine.
Yeah. All All right. And for our last segment of the show today, we're going to play a crowd favorite, Runaway Bride. Basically, the rules for this are your partner tells you this before you walk down the aisle. Do you stay or run away? First one, they tell you that you can never get Botox, filler, or any fillers or any cosmetic treatment or surgery. Sorry.
So I think saying you can never is a bad sign. Mike really doesn't like the idea of me getting Botox. I don't know if I care, but I think he's very worried I'm going to look like some botched Real Housewife, like sooner rather than later. Not that
you've
I've never gotten it. No, I have gotten it. But like,
He's
thinking, I think he thinks that like people get too much and then they like look like they've had a lot and he doesn't like that look. But I'm like, those are just people. Right. The only people if you can notice it, it's not good.
Right, right.
If you know that it's there, it's not good. So I understand the hesitancy, but like I have gotten it and like I probably will again. So if they said you can never do anything, I think I'd be out because no one should be able to tell you what you can and cannot do. But if they say like, I don't like it, I prefer if you didn't, that's a different story.
That's fine. I feel like a lot of guys say that. But yeah, I agree with you. Don't tell me what to do with my appearance. I can do what I want. But so I'd probably run away if they said that. All right. The second one, I love this one. You find out they have a vast collection of porcelain clown figures.
I am staying because it's weird, but like I'm already getting married and like Mike had some weird gnomes when I met him. I think I told this on like you ought. In his apartment, he had these like University of Miami gnomes, which I thought were like so tacky. I hated them so much. And I eventually like made him get rid of them.
How many
gnomes?
It
wasn't a deal breaker. Like 3 or 4. But he had a little balcony and they were like on his balcony. And I was like, these are so weird. Like, please get rid of them. And then he eventually did because that's.
See, I think it's cute though. Like my dad, like weirdly collects like gargoyles because he like studied abroad in France and like thinks it's a French thing. I don't know. So he has like gargoyle statues and I think it's funny. But if I think porcelain clown figures, like if I found that out and I'm picturing like a room full, like
a little creepy,
I'd be a little scared. I'd be like, why didn't you just tell me about this prior?
Would you leave though?
I
don't think you would leave.
I don't know. Our audience, a lot of them said, I remember in the poll that they'd run away because they'd be scared.
I mean, maybe on like the second date I would leave, but like I'm already there. I've got the dress on. Like,
true.
I'm getting married.
True, true. The clown figures and all. Okay. All
right, last one. Let's do it.
They tell you the engagement ring they got you was actually bought for their ex before you.
I'd be really mad.
Yeah.
I found that out on my wedding day. I'm staying and then I am trading in the ring.
Same. I'm not keeping that ring. Yeah. Unless it's like really, really, really nice, then like maybe I will.
Well, if it's really, really nice, I'll keep the stone and reset it so that it's my unique ring.
There
not
we
like
go.
Your failed relationship old ring. But yeah, I would keep the stone or something. Yeah.
There we go.
Throw it out. But
trash. All right. Well, we solved weddings.
We did it. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed our game-centric episode. And we will be back next week till death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Nicole Pellegrino, Sean Kilby, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.